Blog Talk Radio. agua bella, lo que te pertenece siempre va a llegar. Hay que tener paciencia, olvidarse de quien va adelante, que el mismo que va adelante un día no logrará pasar. Escucha bien lo que digo. Este consejo que dice así.
Listening to the Truth to Power show, and I'm Beverly D, and we have Eddie Rodriguez and with the South Bronx Salsa Music Tales. How are you doing this evening, Eddie Rodriguez?
Well, good evening, Beverly. I'm doing great here, coming to you live from Puerto Rico. Wonderful weather, although we're in hurricane season. Beautiful weather tonight, and I'm glad to be back with you. We were off the air for a few weeks playing the music of Eddie Palmieri, the great Eddie Palmieri, the amazing Eddie Palmieri. We heard the opening songs were with Eddie Palmieri and a great female vocalist by the name of La India. That album is called Llegó La India, Eddie Palmieri and La India. I had the honor to work with Eddie and La India on that project in Los Angeles We were able to get that first song that you heard on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno way back in the 90s. And then we heard something by Eddie Palmieri and Lo Puente from the masterpiece album called Marchando Bien. Once again, the late, great Tito Puente and Eddie Palmieri got together. That was a project that was 10 years in the making. And I had the honor to work with Tito and Eddie on that project, on that recording project. And I want to say thank you once again, Beverly, for inviting me to join you on Truth to Power. Your program is allowing a lot of people to become familiar with Latin music and the names and the superstars. I can't say enough about Eddie Palmieri. You know, people have, if the listeners that have been coming online every week have heard Eddie last week. I wasn't able to get on. I had some technical difficulties. But you were so gracious and introduced the music of Eddie Palmieri to your listeners. And prior to that, that was episode one. We ran that for about 2 weeks. We weren't on the air, but that was 2 hours of straight Eddie Palmieri music. So I hope your listeners enjoyed it. And once again, this is music that you can find on YouTube. All you have to do is search the name Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Palmieri, P like in Paul, A-L-M-I-E-R-I, Palmieri. And you'll find all of the great music of one of our modern Beethoven's, an incredible and amazing pianist, composer, songwriter, arranger, recording artist, band leader, you know, someone that is a great performer. He's been performing for 73 years. And Palmieri will be 87 years old this year, this December.
Yeah.
And we hope to have a celebration on Blog Talk Radio for his birthday of his music. And once again, you know, Block Talk Radio is happening. So thank you for inviting me once again to join you on this wonderful program, Truth to Power, every Thursday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Now, also, I heard that last week that Latin music is the fastest growing music in America now.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, a lot of the music that is popular today is called Latin urban music. And it started in Puerto Rico. Actually, it was an evolution of reggae music and dancehall music. The exception was that the lyrics were in Spanish. And you had artists like the great Daddy Yankee and Don Omar and Easy Queen and Tego Calderon. They were the ones that created the genre. This music was not played, or that music, that type of Latin urban music was not getting any airtime at all. The music we're listening to, salsa, doesn't get a lot of airtime either. Most of the music that you hear on the radio is pop music on the Spanish language radio stations or Mexican regional music in the West Coast. And as far as salsa is concerned, you have some radio stations that play salsa in Puerto Rico. The format is salsa music 24/7. And in the States, you have a few networks, you know, La Mega, or SBS, and Univision Radio Network that also play salsa in between the Latin urban. We had a phenomenon from Puerto Rico by the name of Bad Bunny. after Hurricane Maria in 2017, there was no radio in Puerto Rico. I mean, Puerto Rico had no internet, had very poor cell phone connectivity. And so when the music started again, the music that everybody heard was Bad Bunny. And Bad Bunny was releasing a single every week. So it wasn't like it was just like one song. He was releasing music videos, and he was working his butt off in the studio and in front of the camera and touring, doing promotional gigs all over the country and in Europe and Puerto Rico, obviously. So today we have Latin music is considered one of the popular musics that is listened to worldwide. So I'm very happy to be involved in the Latin music industry for many years, and very proud of all the people that have made that happen. So kudos to the artists and the managers and the record labels for making Latin music the number one rising genre, Latin urban in particular, music popular all over the world.
All right. Well, let's get back to some more good music here. And let's see, here we go.
Thank you. para ver si es verdad. Si ella lo tiene como quiero yo.
Listening to the South Bronx Salsa Music Tales with Eddie Rodriguez on the Truth to Power. Eddie.
Yes, ma'am. Whoa, what You love drums.
Yes.
Did you feel it? Did you feel it, Beverly?
Yes, I did, and everybody else.
Well, you know, this is dance. You know, this is put on your dance shoes kind of music. You know, and you know, you have to move your feet or bob your head or, you know, move your body. Those that feel the music know what I'm talking about. And I think Eddie Palmieri.
Did we lose
already.
You? Uh-oh, wait a minute. That's not you, that's me. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hold on, Beverly. We're coming to you live, unedited, unscripted, public service radio, blogtalkradio.com, to listen, learn, educate, and entertain. Truth to Power with Beverly D. She talks about politics, about spirituality. There's a lot of issues happening from the business side of the Latin music industry, and we'll get into those topics on another show. But we just heard the great Eddie Palmieri, and on vocals, the late Lalo Rodriguez. Lalo, L-A-L-O, Rodriguez, was on lead vocals, and that's the number we just heard was responsible for Eddie Palmieri winning the first Latin category Grammy Award. First started it in the NARIS, which is called the National Association of Recording Arts and Sciences, but now it's just called the Recording Academy. And they are the producers of the executive producer, have the membership of the Grammys of the people, the voting members and associate members, 15,000 members. And they vote on the recordings that are going to be telecast, you know, on that big night, you know, Grammy night. Mm-hmm. They make a lot of money from these sponsors and, I don't see it. I don't see it. You know, they're not passing it along. Let's put it like that. And a lot of these artists, they die poor. You know, they don't. They have to end up in hospices, and no one to care for them. You know, I mean, we should at least cover a nurse or something. You know, but or a home for them. You know, hey, listen. You know, a Latin musician retirement home.
Right. Yes.
And you know, these are for the cats. You know, these guys work up into the, you know, 60s, 70s, maybe into the 80s, but definitely you need one for the 90s, because some of these cats last for the 80s. You know, 80 years and up. You know, I mean, that's a tough life on the road. So, hopefully one day we can write a proposal and get some of your listeners to agree that, hey, listen, you know, these pioneers of Latin music that are not able to perform like they used to and make money like they used to, bills to pay. So if they can have a place that they say, hey, I know I got a place to live. And I think that would be a great thing. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And so something, you know, it's like, they call it passing it along.
Right.
Well, pass it along. You pass it along. And you keep creating wonderful things, you know. So that's something we should think about. But getting back to the music, Lalo Rodriguez, he just died recently, the past year or two. And Lalo, that was the first recording that Eddie Palmieri won a Grammy. The recording out, the album is called The Sun, S-U-N, not Sun, like Son of, you know, like Son. The Son of Latin Music, Eddie Palmieri. And that song we just heard, Un Dia Bonito, on Congas, I'm sure that, you know, the person that he used for that was Francisco Aguabella, because Francisco and Armando Peraza, Cuban drummers. They were out in the West Coast. So whenever any of the, you know, bands came through the West Coast, they used to pick up their conga player, and they knew they can do a great job, and Francisco was one of them. Armando Peraza worked with Santana. And so, you know, great Afro-Black, once again, Afro-Cuban percussionist. This is all they knew, you know, was how to work and how to, you know, play their instrument. That's the talent they had. So getting back to the music, Lalo Rodriguez passed. Unfortunately, you know, he was, into the substance abuse situation.
Mm-hmm.
And gets a lot of artists. Artists, executives, you know, he's prevalent. And so, yeah, they found him in a basketball court, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was stabbed, you know, alone, you know.
Wow.
Big star in Puerto Rico. Lalo Rodriguez. So he was on that last number we heard, and I think we have some more of Lalo. But I want to give a shout-out to the late Pete Esconde Rodriguez that was on one of those tracks from the Masterpiece album with Tito Puente. And also to, Michael Stewart, which is a younger salsa stars that are out now today. And also we heard from the album La Verdad, The Truth. The Truth. La Verdad. And Jerry Medina was on vocals. So, you know, these guys need, you know, to be recognized as making this music swing, you know, and they have great vocal, you know, their key where they sing, their range is just like perfect for this music. Eddie Palmieri knew how to choose those type of singers. And so if there's anything else you want to know about Eddie Palmieri, I think we're going to have to do another Eddie Palmieri at another time. Because there's so much, you know. I mean, the Grammys that he's won, I think 10, 11 Grammys.
Wow.
And he's a humble human being, you know. He's a wonderful human being. Talented, you know. And his son, you know, who's his manager. You know, they've got, you know, all over the world. But a lot of people here in the U.S., they don't, you know, really give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
Palmieri deserves a lot of credit for being one of the pioneers of an industry we call today the tropical salsa music industry. Hundreds of, you know, millions of dollars generated from shows, from music, from sales, from, I'm telling you, television, synchronization rights, publishing rights. So it's a wonderful industry, so it's finally getting its, recognition in the Latin music industry. But this particular genre, salsa, what we used to call mambo or cha-cha, or we just used to call it Latin, you know, dancing Latin. And then all of a sudden it became dancing salsa, you know, and it'll be dancing something else. Now it's Cuban salsa.
There's
some salsa in Europe, Cuban salsa that you would not believe. You have to be an athlete to dance. You have to be fit, and you have to be able to go the distance. And incredible dancers in Europe and London and Spain, all over the world now, Cuban salsa. So that's something that's going to be coming up. We're going to do a Hispanic Heritage Month next week, a series for Hispanic Heritage Month in 3. And that's going to be interesting. We're going to go around the world of Latin America with music.
Maybe their recognition is changing, because I didn't see the awards last week, but I heard that there were quite a few awards given out for Latin music.
Oh yeah, you know, Latin music is happening. This is the age of Latin music. Yeah, Mm-hmm. So those different genres, the genre that you're actually, you know, they focus on is a pop genre, which is more, you know, kind of like a dancehall, reggaeton, they call it. A style is called trap, you know, some drumming, the beat called dembow, you know, Afro beat is also coming up, you know, just sneaking up. It's going to sneak up there. Afro beat is incredible. The music from African producers, African singers, musicians, I mean, incredible material. So that's true.
Mm-hmm. So the music we're listening to now and we've been listening to, these are the pioneers.
This is the pioneer. You know, Eddie Palmer is the pioneer.
Okay.
He is the legend of salsa music or of modern tropical dance music, Latin dance music, which is taught in every dance studio around the world. They teach you how to dance salsa, and they teach you how to dance bachata and tango and the waltz and whatever else you want, cha-cha. You know? So, Latin music is finally getting recognition as a contribution, you know, because it is feel-good music.
Right, it is. And it's hard to sit still when you're listening to it, too.
Listen to some more Eddie Palmieri. And if a call comes in, let me know, okay? Let me have
all
a
right. guess. Okay. Right. We're going back to the music. You say we have a guest, you say?
I'm not confirmed. I'm just waiting.
You're kind of breaking up. I can't. You're kind of breaking up.
We're on hold on that. You know, we'll find out.
Okay.
Between 10 and 11, we'll know.
All right. Okay. We're going back to the music.
Thank you.
Thank you.
have been listening to the South Bronx Salsa Music Tales by Eddie Rodriguez. And Eddie Rodriguez been bringing up music.
Whoa. I'm telling you, Eddie Palmieri, you know, his music will live forever. I mean, he, you know, he has a lot of respect for the for percussion, you know, the musicians. And, he, you know, you see throughout his, you know, all his recordings, you know, he'll give a spotlight on a certain instrument. It could be the conga drums or the bongos or the timbales. And he might, you know, move it over to a horn or a trumpet, the junior trumpet, or obviously trombones, that's his thing, always, and the piano and the bass. And I'm telling you, and the singer, you know, he's got a, someone who's swinging, you know, who's like right on it. And so it's a wonderful combination that Eddie Palmieri, the you know, formula for people to follow when they want to talk about classic tropical salsa music, which was a term that became popular in the late 60s, 70s, all the way until today. Salsa describes a class dance music with, you know, with a couple, you know, so mm-hmm. it's not solo in like, you know, disco time. You know, you have to have, you know, some, you know, steps that, you know, can make you enjoy, you know, listening to live music and dancing at the same time, the best feeling in the world. And so I think that, you know, we're giving your audience a little taste of that. And I hope they keep tuning in and they look up Eddie Palmieri. And he's not touring anymore. You know, he's not, you know, he's officially he's retired. So, you know, that's the status right now. But, you know, people come out of retirement. So, and, you know, his skills are, wow, you know, incredible. The great pianist, composer, songwriter, arranger, wrote, you know, managing his group with his wife at the time and now his son, you know, band leader, multi-Grammy award winner, you know, Eddie Palmieri, who was fundamental in getting a category called the Latin music category in the Grammys back in the 80s. Oh, no, the 70s. Excuse me, the 70s. Eddie Palmieri, Tito Puente, they were all fighting for because it was a great, the music is art. Let's first go. And that art was not recognized. It was recognized by the people that were following these groups and buying their records in the Bronx and Spanish Harlem, you know, Brooklyn, Queens, you know, Chelsea, all these neighborhoods in New York City that were consuming, you know, this Latin music back then. Not anymore, obviously. So, but it's good to know that Eddie Palmieri is still with us. And I hope he's with us for many years to come. His music is great, and his music will never die. We're going to do a segment once again after Hispanic Heritage Month about Eddie Palmieri. We'll talk about some of the politics of, you know, being with these major recording companies throughout the years and always maintaining his and the musical and creative freedom. Mm-hmm. So, that will be, you know, that's politics of music and Eddie Palmieri. And I think we can get someone to come on and discuss that topic. So
yeah, that would be great. Mm-hmm.
So, but right now, you know, the Grammys, mm-hmm. the Latin Grammys, you see them, support them. The Grammys are a great organization because at least, you know, they have, even though they're slow on some things, but they get to the point, you know, they didn't have rap, you know, mm-hmm. for years. They would not have a rap category.
Right.
So it was the same thing with the Latin, but they still have a, they used to have a polka, and I was a voting member. So they used to have a category of polka, you know, polka dance, you know, Polish. And it was interesting. I always observed that, but today we have a different mentality at the Recording Academy, and these are good people, you know. So any ideas, any proposals that can be backed up with contributions, you know, to make this happen, because you need a benefactor, you need an angel investor, you know, to say, okay, I want to do this outside of the budget that these people, but they will help you. You know, maybe they'll match it. You know, we don't know. But I'd like to keep that topic alive about artists, that musicians that work into their 60s, you know, 70s, definitely the 70s and the 80s. But, you know, the musicians, you know, try to get the ones that are still alive to become members of the Recording Academy so that when they're 80, you know, they have a place, so they got an instrument, they got a studio, they got all their instruments there, they want to play, they don't. But it's a facility for musicians, you know, elderly, you know, musicians, 80 and up.
Yeah.
And, you know, available on, you know, it's only, you know, upon availability, you know, it's like, you know. It's, but I like the concept, and I think Beverly, with you, you know, supporting it, I think we could, you know, you're in Detroit, I'm here in Puerto Rico, but I'm also in New York, and I'm also in Miami and LA, and so I think that we can come up with something, you know. I'm sure there's something for the African American senior. Homes for the African American artists, Motown, the ones that you know, that died poor, you know.
Yeah. I think it's across the board with the magician. Oh, they are magicians.
They are magicians.
Well, Eddie, great music, and looking forward to next week. And I want to thank you for bringing the music to us.
Well, thank you, Beverly. You know, it's interesting, the concept. You're an African-American woman from Detroit that had no idea of who's what. And had, you know, maybe you heard of Gloria Estefan or Julio Iglesias.
Right.
But it's been a process of introducing music. And, you know, it's up to you to let me know whether it works or it doesn't for your audience. I'm going on my experience. This is not researched and anything like that, you know. I'm not going on views and, you know, how many people have seen a video or heard this recording on YouTube or on Spotify or Deezer. You know, this is all done from a Puerto Rican, South Bronx, salsa music story, you know, from my ear to your listeners. And I hope they've been enjoying it. And we hope to keep on doing it for Hispanic Heritage Month. And thank you once again, Beverly, for having me on.
All right. Thank you. Better love.
Better love.